Blog Talk Radio.
Give God the glory. Praise God. We thank you. Praise God. Amen. For all of you listening today, we have to bless the Lord. Amen. Make sure you bless the Lord every day with your mouth. Praise God. And I thank and praise God. Amen. Because it's Him that carried me out. It's Him that gave me a chance. It is Him that redeemed me within Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We thank and praise God today, friends. Letting you know that we love you. Amen. We care about you. Give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who's head of my life. And hope He is head of your life. Praise God. Give honor to our apostle, our general overseer, our apostle, C.A. Coward. Praise God. Give honor to him. Give honor to our presiding bishop of the Churches of God, the Bible Way. Praise God. Presiding bishop, R.J. McLeod, praise God. And give honor to Bishop Jonathan Brickshaw. Give honor to my bishop and my pastor, amen, Adrian M. Shaw, Bishop Adrian M. Shaw, praise God. Give honor to him, praise God. And also our district elder here in this area, Elder Ray Johnson, praise God. We give God the glory today. And let you know that those are all great men, and give honor to them all. Praise God. We thank and praise God for all the ministers out there that's being steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. For that's the way you get the teachings of Christ. Amen. Through the apostles' doctrine. Amen. You want the doctrine of Christ or the teaching of Christ, you got to go through the apostles' doctrine. Praise God. Be steadfast into it. Letting you know that, like I say, we love you and we care about people's soul today, amen. It is something going on today. And we was going on this series the last 2 weeks, praise God. We've been going on this series by Save Yourself from This Untoward Generation, amen. And we've been talking about this, praise God. Let people know that they need to save yourself, amen. And how do you save yourself? Praise God, by believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and being baptized. The Bible says, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Amen. And you must be obedient, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission and the removal of your sin. If you had cancer, praise God, you want your cancer be in remission. If you have hepatitis, you want your hepatitis to be in remission. Amen. You had diabetes, you want it to be in remission. Amen. You have any other diseases, praise God, you want to be in remission, praise God. So we see here today, amen, if you want to receive the remission of sin, you got to go down in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. You got to believe on that name, trust in it, and give him all, your all in all. Amen. We thank and praise God. So we saying today, amen. We was reading out of Acts last week, praise God, where it says, when Peter got this preaching, these men said, men and brethren, what shall we do? That's Acts 2:37. All right. And look what Peter said. Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And then he went on to talk about this, the promise unto you and to your children and to all that are far off. Amen. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Then he said, it says here, and they sum it up here. It says here, and with so many other words that he testified, and exult, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation, friend. My friend, you better save yourself. And we're talking about the way of escape, amen, how to escape. Amen. The way to get to escape, the way to get out of the system and get into the kingdom of God system, the Bible tells us and Peter tells us that we need to repent of our sins. Amen. And go down in water baptism in Jesus' name. Praise God. I remember when I got married and I asked my wife to marry me. And it meant something. It meant it that, you know, she had to take on my name. Praise God. So many people to be a part of the church, a part of the bride of Christ, but they don't want to take on the name of Jesus Christ. That's tough, isn't it? And when you take on the name of, in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, praise God, we see here today, you become, amen, his, praise God. Amen. You're in the body of Christ, praise God. And a lot of people don't understand. A lot of preachers baptize in wordings, amen, in titles saying baptizing, and they baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. But they don't do that. They have to find out what name that Jesus was talking about. The name was Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I have come in my Father's name. And then he said, I and my Father are one. So you got to become a part of the church. Amen. The church is those believers, those baptized believers in Jesus' name who are filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the church, man. Amen. So we see here today, you know, if you want to get into the kingdom, amen, you got to take on the name. If you want to be a part of the bride of Christ, or the child, children of Christ, or a child of Christ, amen, or the family of Christ, you got to take on his name. Amen. So therefore, you know, my grandfather was named Braxton. My dad was named Braxton, and my name is Braxton, and my son's name is Braxton. So we see here, it's continuing on, praise God, and his son will be named Braxton. All right, so therefore, you know, you got to go down in water baptism in Jesus' name, amen, and let God fill you with the Holy Ghost, amen. You know, and that's what you got to do, amen. So we see that the scripture would tell us that perilous time is coming, time of perilous time, amen. If you see what happened in Alabama, where a lot of people are losing their benefits with the SNAP program, and we see here, you know, what, 39,000 people gonna be cut off. And that's why I always tell, and I teach people, I say, you got to learn to be independent when it comes to your finances. Amen. You got to make a way, because if you depend on the government, then you'll get all upset because you ain't getting a check. Think about it. You ain't getting the food stamps or something like that. I heard a guy told me one day, I went to work the other day and they ain't pay me much. That's what he said. And he said, that gonna mess up me because I might get my check cut off. Yeah, I kind of looked at him. I said, you know, if you get what you get paid a month, he said you get paid $600 or $700 a month. $600 a month, something like that. I said, well, let me ask you something. If you work, you could get, you know, you might can get $1,800 a month, three times as much or something, you know, or whatever. So he kind of looked at me, you know. You know, he said, but the other $600, I didn't have to work. I said, it's best if you could work and make more money. I said, that's why you're in the condition that you're in now. Why? Because of the fact that you're depending on somebody to give you something instead of you going out there and working and earning it. that's what it is. Praise God. Well, the thing is, perilous times going to come. Now, if this thing goes nationwide, all right, what happened in Alabama, all right, is you're going to see crime rate going back up, because now these people who you think that was, who was just waiting for a check to come in, waiting for food stamps to come in, If they that be cut off, it's going to be some trouble. All right? So, you know, what they're trying to do is get people to work, get to work, but then they can't find a job. And where all them jobs going to come from at a quick rate of time, at a short time? But see, I'm letting you know, friend, and man, think about it. You know, here you got, 39,000 people that don't have jobs. All right, and some people, I was talking to some people out there, and they said, well, I take what I get. If I can't do to get this, I can't. I said, you know, you're going to prison like that. But see, I'm letting people know that they need to trust in Christ and do the right thing. All right, I told a guy the other day, he said, I can't find me a job. I told him, see, you can make a job. He said, what? And I told him, say, look, I say, it's a lot of grass out there you can cut. And you can go on to start small and get big with it if you want it. I say, there's a lot of windows out there that need to be washed. I say, there's a lot of things that you can think. But I want to let you know, when I got saved, praise God, and then when God blessed me to be saved, and then it gave me a clearality, a clearer view of things. I mean, in other words, he gave me a different mindset. And that's where Jesus could help you, man. When you are having a struggle, you got to find out what can you do to help yourself without going to prison or going to jail or getting in trouble, all right? And I tell people, say, you got to have a different mindset, all right? You know, if you go out there and do a crime, you're going to have to do the time, all right? But what I'm saying here today, friend, it is time for you to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now, some people preach Christ as an opiate, meaning what it's like to put him to sleep. All right? I think years ago I was reading a book, you know, and he was talking about how some people use Christianity is to put people to sleep. But I don't believe in that. I believe in to upgrade people through the word of God. And a lot, you know, I'm not asking for nobody money, okay? I'm asking that, you know, you trust Christ. I'm a Christ preacher, Jesus Christ preacher, and I believe in enlightenment. I mean, how Jesus can enlighten your life, enlighten your understanding, how he can quicken your mind where you can have better comprehension, praise God, amen, better understanding, that you can perceive things, how things are going and how to help you get yourself going. And that's what I believe in, praise God. And, you know, because a lot of people, all right, will preach Christ, all right, and can't tell you how to live and can't tell you how to do this. And if they're corrupt, you're in big trouble. So many people use the gospel of Christ for the wrong reasons. Amen. So we have to give you a word of enlightenment. Amen. A word where that you can understand and you can achieve on your own to get up out of your seat of do nothing and go do something. Praise God. So that's what we are talking today. All right. So he says, save yourself from this untoward generation. Praise God. Save yourself from this entire generation. And then the Bible saying in the fourth verse, amen, how it says here, I'm sorry, the 41st verse we had now, amen, Acts 2, and it says, then they that gladly receive the word, look at that. They that gladly receive the word. That may be some of you saying, oh, I ain't got to listen to what that man said. Oh, I ain't got to do that. I can do all this on my own. I can do this and I can do that. You know, but the Bible said, they that gladly receive the word. Amen. They that gladly receive the word were baptized the same day. They were added. About 3,000 souls. Meaning, what's that mean? It's saying that they were multiplying. Those believers was multiplying. I'm telling you, when you get a bunch of people who could believe to work with you and work together, you can go, you know, the sky's the limit, praise God. In other words, when you can get some, see, I believe, even though a person been in prison, okay, even though a person been in jail and living a rotted, crazy life, amen, I believe that he could change. I believe that as long as he's living, he can change. There's some change that he can go through to help himself. Amen. I believe that. I believe if he was in San Quentin, one of the prisons around here, I mean, you could be rehabilitated if you want to be rehabilitated. You could be a reformed prisoner, I mean, and be a great citizen, but that you got to want to do that. I mean, I believe God could change prostitutes. Hallelujah. I believe he could change these pimps and hustlers. I believe that he could change people, these people out there, fornicators and all these things. I believe Jesus, amen, Christ could change them, amen, and that's what I preach. I believe that he could change him. Look, when I was mean and didn't care about nothing, he gave me a heart, amen, and a mind, and a new mindset. That's something worth something to me, amen, all right? So therefore, you know, you got to do these things. And I've seen people who was down and out, and they was wrong at first time. They did wrong things, went to prison, and then came out, amen, reformed. Hallelujah. Came out reformed. You know, you think about that, amen. Why? Because they changed their life. They committed themselves and said that I'm not going back into prison. Amen. Because Jesus setting the captive free. Amen, amen. Those that are locked up and bound, it could be set free. Amen. But it takes a new mindset. It takes a new mindset. Amen. So we see here today, and if you could be humble enough and be teachable and be learnable, you could change a lot of things in your life. I've seen people who couldn't hardly read, amen, now getting master's degrees. Why? Because they applied themselves and took care of themselves. In other words, what they did is they studied and kept on. Just because they couldn't hardly pronounce a word, but they kept on breaking it up into syllables and began to pronounce it. And then they continued on, and now they are getting master's degrees. You think about that. And there were some of you who couldn't do that years ago. But yet, if you continue on, all right, don't quit. Continue on studying. Keep on reaching for knowledge and wisdom and understanding. You think about it, praise God. You think about it this way. See, you can be smarter. You can work smarter, not harder. All right, that's a saying that people say. But the thing is, it takes a mindset and being determined to do those things. You have to do it today. Because you wait. Look, even an ant, Solomon looked at that, he got that message about the ant. Go to the ant, thou slugger. All right, and he seen how the ant was preparing. Amen. The ant was preparing for the winter. All right, and they go out and get things and bring it in. All right, there was workers. They go out there and get it and bring it in. And you see here today, amen, some people don't have ant sense, like I said. Amen, they don't have the sense enough to prepare. You got to know how to prepare. Praise God. Amen. I remember seeing a show one time, a movie, and I caught a part of it where that this lady was and these two boys, maybe it was a boy and a girl, but anyway, I remember this lady, they were spending for years, and so she made a way, showed her children how to, you know, the best she could, how to make shelter to stay on her island, all right? And as she was doing that, she got some kind of disease, and she knew she was going to die. And these little children on that deserted island. And she prepared her children. She prepared her children, all right, to take care of herself on that island. And when a boat come by, they build a fire, all right, to attract the boat, to get the attention of the boats and so forth. But years and years, the boats didn't come. But she before she died, she showed them how to bury her. She showed them, told them what was all going to go on. She showed them all the things to survive and taught her children to survive on that deserted island, all right? They had found it, they found fresh water there. When you find water and fire, you got something going when you can do water, get water and fire on a deserted island. But anyway, she showed them how to do those things, all right? And she showed them. So she prepared them, all right? So I looked at that. I said, look at that, all right? Some people do not prepare they offspring how to do things to survive. And it's a sad situation that's what's happening right now. But even the offspring was willing, her offspring was willing to hear and listen. And when they get their mind off, she said, now listen, you got to hear this. She said, I'm going to die. You're going to have to bury me. You're going to have to take care of me. You got to do this. You got to take care of yourself. All right? And this is a lady. Amen. Praise God. How many men are like that these days? Praise God. So we see here today that you got to do these things, praise God. You got to save yourself. You got to have a way. There's a way to escape. You have a chance through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Why? Because He give you a new mindset, praise God. A mindset to go on, amen, and have hope, amen. Go on and make it, praise God. Jesus, amen. He could help you. He could bless you. Now, some people just sit there and say, oh, I believe in Jesus, but they ain't doing no work. Come on now. I remember one time my manager, years ago while I was working, and he asked me to do something. He asked me to move something somewhere one time. I remember when, years ago, and then when, you know, he asked me to do it, and he said, but he gave me something else to do it at that time, so I didn't start doing the other thing, okay? And he came to me and said, hey, Ernest, didn't I ask you to do such and such and such and such? Are you hoping, wishing for those things to be done? So I had to think about it. I told him, so he told me to do this here over here, too. He said, well, nobody told you to do that first. So he said, so I started thinking about what he said, right? I didn't get mad or anything like that. I started thinking about what he said. I said, and what was going on there. He said, you know, I told you to do this first. I want you to do this first, though, you know, because that's important. So, but he said a question. He said, what are you doing? You hoping and wishing that thing to be moved? What are you doing? And I got a message from that. I said, you know what? He's right. Amen. You could be praying, amen, and you could be hoping, and sitting there and nothing getting done, and you wait for something to get done. No, you got to get up and do it. You got to get on the move. Praise God. And he showed me that, and I looked at that thing. I said, man, that's something. All right. Some people could have took that negative, right? But no, you got to move. It's not going to be a pot of gold going to come hit you out of the sky. First, the chance is the plane that carrying a lot of money going to drop down and hit you in the head. But it'd probably kill you. Amen. Praise God. It wouldn't do you no good. All right. So what I'm saying here today, amen, you got to prepare. You got to save yourself. Amen. The scriptures say, come out of her. A system, talking about the system, amen. A lot of times, things are going to happen. The mark of the beast is going to be coming pretty soon because you look at things where it is. They will have to find a way, in censoring people and all these different type things to keep control of the population, all these different things. and how they buy, sell, and trade, and all these different things. And even now, you know, you go to the store, I used to swipe my little card with that magnetic strip. I swiped it, and then I put my PIN number in it and all that kind of stuff. All right, but now they got this other little, it's a little chip on the card now that you stick it up from the bottom, and then, you know, you don't have to swipe your card, but you put your PIN number in, and it's done, like that. So, you know, think about it. And even before then, they had the dogs. They scanned the dog's skin underneath the skin, a little digit there, and tell who owns the dog. All right, so things are going to happen. And then things is happening right now, praise God. You got to look at these things. So we see here, you got to become, amen, kind of independent in let the Lord for your for your finances, praise God, for your finances, amen. So you see here, you got to do it, amen. You got to be able to prepare, have a godly mindset. You know, and that's what we have to do. Amen. And when we're wrong, you know what a man is? A man has to realize when he's wrong. All right. See, when a man is wrong, a person is wrong, some man talking about, well, I ain't do this, I ain't do that, but knowing that they lying. Okay? Knowing that they lying. And, you know, God hate liars, right? All right. So what I'm saying here is that to be a real man, own up to your responsibilities, own up to what you've done, amen, and say, it's me. I done it. I was wrong, all right? And I respect somebody like that. And that's what happened. A lot of people don't do that, all right? But you got to admit what you are. If you're a sinner, admit what you are. If you know, admit what you do to God and let God work with you on that deal. I mean, you got to confess your sins, all right? Once you confess your sins, God can help you. He's faithful and just enough to forgive you of your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. But you got to admit, say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you're a crackhead, say, Lord, I'm a crackhead. If you're a pothead, say, Lord, I'm a pothead. Amen. If you're an adulterer, say, Lord, I'm an adulterer. I want to be saved, or help me. All right. But the thing is, people got to realize, amen, it's going to be on them. If you want God to deal with something, all right, you got to admit it to Him. You got to admit it to yourself, and let God bless your soul. Praise God. But you got to escape these things, amen. These things that's going on, there's a way of escaping. That's Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Christ Jesus, amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, praise the Lord. He was somebody. He was God in fleshly body. He was the one and only true living God in a fleshly body. And that body was called His Son, praise God. Hallelujah. Think about it, friend. Amen. I want you to know. Now, we're located on Osborne and 22nd, on the corner of Osborne and 22nd, in Tampa, Florida, across from the healthcare center there. Amen. A family healthcare. Amen. And across from Middleton High School. Amen. In the great city of Tampa, Florida. Our address is 4711 North 22nd Street, and we'll be there for you. Amen. If you need prayer, if you know, we have Friday night street services out there, praise God, and we have great services on Sunday, you know, all throughout the day, praise God, letting you know that we care about your soul, praise God. Amen. Remember, obey Acts 2:38. Amen. After you say you believe and you say, I accepted Jesus, but obey Acts 2:38. Praise God. So I'm letting you know, if you want a way out, obey Acts 2:38. Amen. Repent. Amen. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Give honor to everybody. Amen. Mother Geraldine, give honor to her. Praise God. And thank her also. Amen. We thank God for everybody out there. Amen. We thank and praise God for Church of God, the Bible Way. Praise God. That Jesus saved through faith, Church of God, the Bible Way, on 22nd Street. Amen. In Tampa. God bless you. Hold on. Next week, we'll be back at 6:30. Amen. The same station. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the people out there. We thank you. Bless your holy name, Father. Bless your holy name. God, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Mm-hmm.